Well, I think I should apologize for bringing these notes to this extemporaneous affair, but after all, I was a graduate student at Berkeley back in the 60s, and some of the substances we ingested back then are alleged to have had a deleterious effect on memory, although I'm not sure. Although we never inhaled, of course. As Al told you, I came to the Institute in 1970, having been recruited from the bosom of the USGS in Menlo Park by Bob Forbes, who proceeded to get me into all sorts of trouble after that. I'll never forget coming up here. The Institute and its wisdom brought me up in February, having been born and raised in California. And my first memory is standing in the former Safeway parking lot, used to be downtown, in the dark, in the middle of the afternoon, taking a long, slow, deep breath, and actually feeling ice crystals grow on the hairs of my nostrils. And I thought, what in the hell am I doing here? But in retrospect, I was rescued from this horrible life in California suburbia. I remember getting, you know, we were living, I was postdocing at the isotope geology branch in Menlo Park, and would get up on a Saturday morning, get the lawnmower out, walk out, start cutting the lawn. I look down, up and down the block, and here are all these other guys with lawnmowers doing the same thing. It was like being in a Fellini movie or something. I thought, my God, you know, I don't belong here. So it was really pretty wonderful to come here. Life was incredibly good in the 70s. There was lots of money around. I remember Larry Sweet taking me around the then brand new building next door and showing me where, if I got the job, I got this wing to put up my lab. And so I came. And I'm a kind of a slow learner, so I used to go to Albalon and Keith Mather when problems came up. But after about a year, I figured out it was really Nita Stilke who ran the Institute.